Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, which today are on the road at Ryan Kelly's world headquarters at 40170 and Brentwood. Hello again, everybody.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
It's always great to be here.
These are fine world headquarters.
I'm telling you, he's got the podcast studio right there.
Right. Is that getting a lot of use? Is he doing his own?
We've been in there. We've been blessed enough to be in there.
Oh, that I remember. Yeah. Sure.
I hear a rumor going around that they're going to be naming that the Tim McKernan Broadcast Center.
Yep. That's actually true.
Where you'll spit game in there, or tutor other young broadcasters?
I will spit game. I'm too self-involved to help anybody else.
Okay, there'll be no teaching. What teaching would you give anyway?
Talk with this inflection when you're trying to convey curiosity in what you're about to deliver as a broadcaster.
Scream about Gronk.
Nice.
Huh.
Pass interference. Where's the call?
Okay, yeah, that's good broadcasting there.
And how about Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott? I don't think there's been a better rookie tandem in the NFL in the history of the National Football League.
Okay, let's not pop any veins so early.
How about the Rams? All right, you won a game. How about entertaining your fan base?
You know, that hasn't happened in more than a decade.
Rob Lowe is ticked. I think they're coming back.
Even with the victory? They got three field goals.
Don't you read Rob Lowe's tweets? It's the entertainment center of the world. You better start entertaining people.
Yeah. Well, they don't play a real entertaining brand of football.
Well, I don't think any damage is done. If they want to come back, fine.
I'd rather have the Chargers.
What happened to the Raiders?
Oh, the Raiders, either
one. We were a Raiders city.
I'd rather have anybody but the Rams at this point.
Well, they're not coming back.
I don't think they are either.
Well, tongue-kissing guys is hot. It's just a transition device. It's just a transition device. Gabe DeArmond's going to be with us at 8. You want to talk about fascinating football? Missouri, Vanderbilt.
I think Vanderbilt is worse than Missouri, which
I actually don't. I've watched Vanderbilt play, which speaks to how fascinating my existence is. But they have a pretty good defense, and they did show that in the second half for the three of you who watched. But Missouri was able to beat Vanderbilt. So Gabe DeArmond will be with us at 8 o'clock. That's presented to you by Bud Light. It probably will be rather brief. Cam Jansen will be with us at 9 o'clock on the Blues weekend that was. And Doug, he is now a teammate of ours here,
right,
at the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. His program with TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith, Hannah Ray, and Matt Whitener debuts 2 weeks from today. And we are looking forward to that.
Sounds like a fine presentation.
Yeah, I'm really legitimately excited about the whole thing.
And I always thought Cam was an entertaining personality when he was here. Mm-hmm. This seems like a natural fit. And obviously, TJ Moe's a smart guy loaded with hot takes. Should be a good show.
And Cam play right up until last year?
Yeah, he played in the UK.
Which has got to be a weird thing. He's playing hockey in England. I read about that. I'd like to ask him about that.
That'd be quite a little adventure, I would think.
Yeah.
He had a nice run. He must have played 10 years or more.
Yep. Tough guy.
Not tough enough to be on this station.
Yeah. The standards change a little. It's one thing to act like you're a tough guy like in the NHL. It's another in this business, buddy boy.
You know, the buzz on the street, Tim, And as you know, I'm a man of the people, so I'm in the streets a lot. And a lot of people were saying, hey, Ryan Kelly, Timber Fake is going to be a great matchup. We're excited for that. But how about on the undercard, you got Cam and Chase?
What? They're going to be on the undercard?
No, how about it? People were, that was the
They're
buzz.
Suggesting that.
Yeah, someone put that rumor out there.
Well, I don't think that'll happen. Those are two real combatants. We don't need to get that serious.
What if Tim threw like $150,000 at each one?
Then
for
it
an
prob-
event that
probably would
had about 20.
Yeah. Would probably happen then. Maybe we'll get Ryan Kelly's thoughts on his training for the big fight.
Yeah, I think we're getting ready to announce the venue.
Oh, wow.
Maybe do that after the Thanksgiving. Can I call it a Thanksgiving break? It's a Thanksgiving break for the Tykes, like your son, the wonderful Greg Vaughn. Is he off?
Oh, they get a whole week now at Thanksgiving.
That's good.
Why do you
though?
Say it like?
Well,
like,
it sounds like you're disappointed.
In
the more you pay for college, the less they go.
It does seem like there are a lot of breaks.
You need a week at Thanksgiving?
We had a week when we went to college.
I never got a week off at Thanksgiving.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I did not. Went right up to Wednesday.
I don't remember.
I got a week.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember.
I never did.
Of course, that's the time where they'd run out of cold cuts at my college, so there was nothing to work with.
Well, that wasn't that the whole purpose of the university?
You old so-and-so.
Geneseo State?
That's
you,
right.
You major in Bologna or Braunschweiger or one of the other luncheon meets?
It's a fine university, and we had a mass communications department, but we didn't call it the M school.
What'd you call it?
Mass communications.
Mm, well, you had a lot of time on your hands then.
Doug, you can mass communicate with this program by calling in. Iggy and the Plowhawk are back. I guess it's the Plow Saber are back in the studios in St. Charles. 855-CUB-TALK is the number for both calling in. It's also the number for texting in, 855-CUB-TALK. The appliance discounter phone lines, the appliance discounters, unlike the big box stores, appliance discounters has their own service department. No calling 800 numbers if you ever need service. The appliance discounters, where our savings are your savings, 6 Missouri and Illinois locations to serve you. Theappliancediscounters.com. I don't know if I've ever had a negative report on the appliance discounters.
I wouldn't think you would.
Email me and go, hey, just wanted to let you know, just wanted to support the sponsors, and then it wound up being better than I thought it was going to be because I saved even more money, and they were truly great to work with. The Appliance Discounter is the sponsor of our phone lines here on the program. Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Gift certificate to Salt and Smoke is the prize. Text in for a free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. Gabe DeArmond, presented by Bud Light, our new teammate here at 590 The Fan. Cam Jansen with us at 9 o'clock, and your emails for email of the day. That is your captain's log. Big Al has offered to arm wrestle Cam, so that would be something to look
probably make that happen.
To look forward to. Maybe that could be on the undercard.
Well, you think that would last half seconds?
Well, the key would be we'd have to implement the rules that Big Al can't use his tactic.
Which is?
I've seen it. I don't know how to explain
over
it.
Over the top?
Sylvester Stallone. Hawk,
he stands up or he starts leaning too early or something
goes on. So that's the thing.
I would think he could do a lot of leaning before it would make much of a difference with Cam Jansen.
So if he agrees to that, perhaps that can be in the squared circle before Ryan and Timberfake take to the ring.
I have had people ask me, is there going to be an undercard? And I think I'm voting yes, even though my vote means nothing, that we should try to figure out another preliminary bout, just because people are going to show up, and let's give them a little bang for their buck. Is that crazy to even think of that, Timmy?
Now, when you say first person plural, we.
What do you mean? We want to give them bang for the buck?
No, no, no. We should try to figure out, would you like to be involved in the process of finding the undercard matches, the licensing and sanctioning?
This is a busy time of year for me.
I'm booked solid, too.
When I say we, I just meant because we're a team.
Right.
And Doug and I are vital members of the team unless it comes to actually contributing.
Right. So what exactly has to happen to line up two storming combatants?
Well, the issue is the juice and the squeeze. Now, who of our audience members would people really want to see in the squared circle? And then would those two stormy
combatants
actually be, relatively speaking, in the right weight class, and then can we get proper licensing, sanctioning for the whole thing, because that is an important part of it. We will be most likely, barring a huge surprise, on the Missouri side.
But if you're getting it sanctioned or getting the rights cleared for...
But it's a fighter by fighter.
Oh, okay.
And there's some commission that has to do that? Boxing commission?
There actually is.
See, to me, I think even if it's just two listeners that people aren't that emotionally committed to, it's still a little scrap that people can watch.
No, I want to have an undercard.
Yeah, that's what.
And I would love to have some of our audience members. I would love to have a couple lasses.
Well, hasn't Toni Lee suggested that she would be up for it?
Yes, but we need to find somebody to scrap against her.
Right.
I don't know who that would be.
I think Timberfake would be the likely opponent, but he's already on the card.
He could have a couple bouts. It'd be like Survivor Series for him. He's got to get through the gauntlet.
Yeah, it's a stepladder final.
I need some warm milk and some cookies. I need some cookies and some milk.
Boy, those two put on quite a show at our live remote at Hot Shots.
Donald Trump is making America great again. I've got to make our TMA lives great again. That's what I need to do. That's over. And that's my responsibility. That needs to come to an end. I need security at the front of the broadcast.
I will give Big Al credit. I know some of our listeners.
He did. Big Al did. I tip my cap.
Big Al, thank you.
But that's my responsibility to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. That's over.
You do have a staff of people. It's just most of us are feeble and afraid of everyone.
Yeah. But this Big Al, he's a dadgummed enforcer.
I mean, there was stuff going on. I look around, and all our employees were like, yeah, that's not my job.
One gentleman with a very dazed look in his eyes felt like he could just walk up and start cursing right into the microphone.
Who was that guy?
I have no idea.
Who the hell was he? He looked like Christian Bale in American Psycho. That's the only thing I could figure out. I'm like, who is this guy?
But he was beyond drunk, too.
He just sat there and just started cursing into the microphone. That was creepier than anything that went on, because at least we knew what we're getting with Toni and Timberfake. And Bonnie Rotten was just like a normal woman who happened to perform in stag films. But then this guy comes out of nowhere, sits down, and just starts cursing into the microphone.
He was at a table with other listeners, so he has to be a listener in some way.
Yeah.
And then the poor... Zach, is that the gentleman suitor? What's the guy?
Oh, yes.
Gentleman suitor.
He seems like
the MMA guy who choked out
Timber Fake. Seemed like a nice guy.
He did.
And his boys seemed like nice guys. They didn't start any ruckus.
No. It's an interesting little group.
Iggy had a chance to catch up with Bonnie Rotten outside of Hot Shots. Have you had a chance to watch the interview, Doug?
No.
You guys might have used it on Sports Sunday.
No.
Take a listen.
I didn't know it was there. We'd have led with it.
take a listen.
It's going to be kind of like a suck-up question because I do dig you. I really do. To me, I've been watching porn for a long time. I go back to your Nina Hartley days, your Christy Canyon, your Kay Parker, now and even to Julianne. Now I'm into you. I'm into Dillian Harper. You are what I would call a true porn star.
Thank you.
Face, body, personality. You network.
Good for you, Iggy.
You take care of your fans. There aren't many
true porn stars
in the industry, and I commend you for being one, but there aren't many in the industry.
There aren't, and you know what
and
I
there
blame
was
that
never
on?
A question.
The accessibility of being able to get into the business. Because so many girls come into the business and they just shoot for a little bit and they leave. They don't stay. There's nothing really, and I don't mean this mean. There's a lot of beautiful girls that come in, but there's nothing that sets them apart or raises the bar for them. They just kind of go through the motions. So I think that my tattoos. Everybody told me you would never be a superstar. You're never going to be a great performer, like this and that. I took that personally, and I used it to catapult me to the next level. Because I took it like this is, I'm going to make this my right here.
And you have.
Come on. You think he was hitting on her in a way there?
That's just the way he conducts interviews. He's very sincere with his compliments, and by doing that, now I think it's a device, but maybe he just happens to be a fan of all of these people. I think it's a device because then the guest knows that Iggy is on their side, and it's disarming. Disarm you with a smile, Doug. Mm-hmm. Smashing Pumpkins, 93?
I don't know.
Iggy, is that a tactic, or did you just happen to be a fan of Bonnie Raitt?
No, Timmy, to be honest, I when I listened to her with you guys, she wasn't answering a lot of questions. So all the questions I had for her, I didn't think she would answer, so I just had to go to the suck-up role.
Mm-hmm. And the Plowhawk was out there on the interview as well, kind of like Dave Chappelle at the end of Saturday Night Live. The Plowhawk had a cigarette the entire time. And I like that tactic as well.
And I guess I forgot about that because I'm going to light up a post-show Siggy or a post-segment Siggy. And I don't know if you can hear the end of the interview. That guy who just MF'd the mic later on just infiltrated the interview and just started chit-chatting with me as Iggy's asking his wonderful question. So at the end, you can hear his monotone voice laugh like somebody out of Deliverance. So Deliverance. There was that. But it was a great question by Iggy.
I was a little upset with a few of the listeners there because they came out and they were watching the interview of me and Plowsy. And Plowsy didn't want to start right away. He wanted to smoke a cigarette.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette
and Bonnie Raitt and put the kibosh on that. No, let's go. But they were watching, and then she took a picture with us and posed for a picture, and some guy just kind of squeezed into the picture. I don't know who he is.
That's the same guy that Doug's making reference to that just sat down at our table, dais, I apologize.
It wasn't really a dais.
It was a dais.
And started discursing into the microphone. It's the same guy.
He just kind of saddled.
Christian Bale, American Psycho.
He just kind of saddled up and got himself in there. But then there were
our listeners get so damn screwed up, whether it be on weed or booze.
They show up, good for them.
Amen.
I mean, that was a good crowd. Thank you, listeners.
But we took a few minutes to take a few pictures and thank her again, and then the bouncer and her had to get going to Hustler Club. And two guys said, "Can we get a picture, Bonnie?" And the big bouncer said, "Gotta go. You guys can come over to the club and get pictures." Then they started MFing me for taking too much time. Thanks, Iggy. Took too much time. Now we can't get pictures.
How long was your interview proper?
3 minutes.
Yeah, it was 3 minutes and
well, the first question was a minute and a half, so that's probably the bulk of the interview.
I thought I got a good answer out of her, though, Kat.
Yep.
I'm sorry I missed that interview with this wonderful woman just happened to coincide with the delivery of the wings. So I had to go eat the wings. I wasn't able to be part of
that. Yeah, I couldn't blame you for that.
Iggy reveals himself as a proud graduate of the Joe Pelosi Institute of Question Formulation. It's from the 314.
A question doesn't always have to be a question. It's a comment that I know is going to get a good answer.
You're fine, Iggy. It was fine.
Oh, I'm really upset that they don't like my porn interviews.
Where's the bell? Iggy, I use the same
tactic. Hot shots, hot take bell.
I use the same tactic with Ty Wigginton when I interviewed him for the pregame show. I said, "You've been wonderful here. The offensive impact has been off the charts. How difficult is it not getting a lot of at-bats when you know you're a force to be reckoned with?"
Well, you did have a question at the end there. I never had a question. It was just a comment.
Hey, guys, we podcast like the Dickens on Friday, and six kids OD on crayons from listening to the show. We did take that time to discuss why drugs are bad and having a full-time job is very important. Doug, that comes from Grandma's secret friend.
Well, hello, Grandma's friend. Yeah. Well, you can't interview these porn stars too long because, let's face it, they have to hurry up and get on the east side and take their clothes off in front of a smoky room of a bunch of drunkards. You can't be late for that.
She didn't seem like she was really enthused about the whole night.
I thought she was cool. I really did, legitimately. She just didn't want to play or didn't want Jay to play with her feet.
No, she was not down for that.
That caught Jennings off guard.
Yeah, of all things to have a hang up
to Jennings' credit, what is the term you use, Doug? Pivot? He pivoted to say, well, why don't we have Tony Lee massage your feet or Bonnie massage Tony Lee's feet? But Bonnie waved that off as well. And then at that point, Jennings just started mumbling about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, you go to a related topic.
Timber Lee also didn't seem like that. Like, your whole dream was to get this poor woman into the porn industry.
Yes, it absolutely was.
And it didn't seem to work out.
It is pretty strange that a woman who apparently will do absolutely anything for a dollar is asked to take her shoes off and says, "No, are you kidding? I have standards."
Well, maybe if someone offered her $50 or something.
Maybe that's what it was.
It's a business.
Doug, it was quite a presentation.
Yes.
That was a good crowd, right? That was.
Oh, I had a good chicken sandwich out there at Hot Shots, too. Yeah. Oh, God.
Hot Shots Fenton. The next one, and we have surprises. We have surprises.
Well, you delivered with the surprises.
We have surprises on December 1st. Jay Boyd has told me it'll be the Hot Shots South County location. Is that Seamonster, does that correlate with your intel?
I believe that's what I heard, which is exciting for me. That's a home game for me.
There it is. Home game for the Seamonster.
Yeah, that's right by the mall there, isn't it? Right,
yes, it is.
The mall.
Union and Lindbergh.
We will be there on December 1st, and we also will have another friend from the San Fernando Valley making her way to town.
That's fine because it just happens to coincide when the Wings. I love the Wings at Hot Shots.
And it'll, you think it'll time out again?
It just always seems to work out that way. I don't know.
Maybe they got the same chicken sandwich at that location. Who is this star, Tim? Would anyone that we might know?
Well, it's a surprise.
It's a deep
that
tease.
That itself is a surprise.
It's a deep tease. All right. We have a lot going on in the month of December.
Like what?
I've got all kinds of surprises. Now, you guys are aware of the vast majority of them. Some really good things. As in charitable things, good things that I think will be near and dear to the hearts of the listeners. We always do the toy drive for Friends of Kids with Cancer, which is one of the charities. Ryan Kelly and Timber Fakes Bout on February 4th will go to, along with Catherine Cares and Three Little Birds for Life. But that's in February, Doug. I'm talking about December, Jackie Paper.
Right.
So you got this TMA Live. Mm-hmm. That'll be on Thursday, December 1st at the Hot Shots South County location. I'd get your tickets now because I know what we have coming for the listeners. And then, let's see, we have our holiday party. I was going to call it a Christmas party, but I felt like that might be offensive.
Go ahead, call it a Christmas. Trump won. You can call it a Christmas party.
I feel like that might be offensive.
Call it a Hanukkah party. That'll
That will really test things out. Call it a Kwanzaa party and then move our chips all in.
Mm-hmm. Call it a Kwanzaa / Hanukkah party.
That's on December 8th at the Wheelhouse. And then on, and we already sold it out, so I just put it on Facebin on Friday afternoon once we got the green light from the publisher. But we are doing a Q&A. Joe Buck and I are doing a Q&A. It's presented by Budweiser at the Improv Shop, which my brother Kevin, who is always thanked at the end of this radio program ever since he interned with us in 2007. I guess he did show recap, so he wasn't really interning. He got paid. But it's been a decade, but he still gets thanked. He owns the Improv Shop, teaches at St. Louis University High School as well, and we will be doing a Q&A. Doug, you and I did a Q&A there a few months ago. Joe and I will do a Q&A. On December 13th, and that's sold out. It's presented by Budweiser, and we will be discussing his book and all
that's
kinds
sold
of
sold out already?
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Sold out in less than 24 hours.
Are you guys going to do any improv while you're there?
I was thinking I'll let people yell things out and then, like, be a plant, and I'll say, which kind of plant? And I'll be a plant. That'd be wonderful.
And Joe will be like, I can't believe I agreed to be here. Makes sense.
That's December 13th. But there are other things that we have.
How much can you jam into 1 month, Tim?
I don't know. As the thing keeps growing, we keep doing more and more stuff. Now that we have that Danny Packer, who's like the best in the business, he's the greatest. Yeah. He really is. We're able to do some things that we weren't able to do before. Not that we weren't able to do them before, because usually it fell on my shoulders and Brendan Marks' shoulders, and before Brendan, Justin Boyd's shoulders and Melissa Marr's shoulders. And Tabitha's shoulders, and Anna Marie's shoulders.
It's a lot of shoulders.
It is. But everybody has specific jobs, but then when that happens, then they have to work on events, and then it curtails their productivity for what they're supposed to do. So anyway, now that Danny Packer's there, and he handles it, he does so well, that allows us to increase our events, and the listeners keep coming out, so we'll keep doing them. And I'd like to do more of these Q&As. And obviously Joe Buck's will be outstanding. That book, Lucky Bastard, goes out on the market tomorrow, November 15th, correct, Seamaster? You aware of that? It is November 15th. And we're going to Sanibel this week for our fifth wedding anniversary. A lot of people had the over-under, which was set at a year and a half, and I kind of pulled an upset there. But it'll be our fifth wedding anniversary on Saturday. And I go down there, and I always like to read a few books, and I cannot wait to read Joe Buck's book, A lot of talk on hair transplants, which is near and dear to my heart.
Oh,
as well.
Sure, yeah. Hopefully that's chapter one. We can get right to
the part.
I'd
really like
to
find out what the deal is with that. I need to get to the bottom of that. Yes, Sea Monster.
One little bit of knowledge. Joe recently did Jonah Carey's podcast, and he brought up the portion of the book that got kind of spread around by Richard Deitch about being addicted to hair plugs. Mm-hmm. And he says it's in a section where everything, it's a long section of kind of tongue-in-cheek commentary, but they just isolated that one spot, so people really thought he was actually addicted to hair plugs like it was some sort of narcotic, which is not actually the case.
Interesting, because I thought he was quoted as saying it got to a point where he like did 11 procedures, I thought. I could be wrong.
I don't think he was saying he was misquoted, but in the entire context of the piece,
It was more of a focus of the book.
It was more of a compulsion than an addiction.
It would be interesting
if
it was the focus of the book. Yeah, no, I understand that part. Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that. But all kinds of things going on there. I cannot wait to read that book. I'll take other book recommendations as well. That's what I do. I sit there and I read. I'm at peace.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be nice to grab a lawn chair there at Sanibel Island. And
why don't
grab
you
a
come
book
down with us?
Well, I'm pressed for time, Tim.
See what the word is. Me, you, and Anna Marie on Saturday night for our fifth anniversary. I feel like it's right. I
feel a little bit like a third wheel there.
I think it'd be wonderful.
I do, too.
You three
not,
together?
Not awkward at all, just to have me kind of lurking in the background all the time.
Tim's like, hey, what do we get for apps? And then you can place your order.
A lot of conk down there.
I don't think I'd be sitting at the table. I'd just kind of be hanging around a few feet away.
Hey, Tim, why don't we get some of these conk fritters?
Conk fritters, exactly right.
I'll just eat what they don't eat, I guess.
Conk.
Yeah, so, I like a good conk fritter. Oh, man. They've got good conk fritters down there in South Florida. Oh, why don't we have them here? Why doesn't anybody serve a conk fritter here?
Can you pull conk from the Mississippi?
Is it really that
hard? Missouri?
Well, it's frozen. Most of the food you eat up here is frozen.
Well, let me tell you something, and I'm not going to name the restaurant, but it's a restaurant that when I tell you the name of it, and most of our audience would know what it is.
Yeah.
We went there on Sattersbin.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? We're here, don't have a whole lot going on. I'm on a major high from this Missouri win. Why don't I take you out to dinner, woman? That's what I said to Anna Marie.
Throw on a pretty dress.
Yeah, go on and throw a pretty dress, and I'll take you out to dinner, woman. That's what I said. And so we went to
She got off her knees where she was cleaning the floors and everything?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Should I wear the blue one, Timmy?
That's right. She's a Southern Belle from Chesterfield.
Right.
And we went there, and wow, yikes. Ah.
What does that mean for the non-cools, Tim?
Not good.
Wow.
That's
Has a reputation as being a good ristorante.
Yeah.
And wow. Yikes. And I will not name under any circumstances what it was.
Too expensive or just the food not very good?
Nothing to do with that. It's tough to have a too expensive meal in St. Louis unless you're balling out at Tony's or something like that. But no, it had nothing to do with that. I, for example, I got a TR, you know, toasted ravioli.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I bit into it. And it was frozen on the inside.
Oh, wow. Forgot to cook it. You didn't chip a tooth or anything.
Oh, no. And then what do? Is the frozen meat filling. And you're used to a good meat filling, aren't you, boy?
What?
Goes into
you heard him.
Goes into your boy tongue. The natural inclination is to spit it out.
Right back up.
But I'm in the middle of a ristorante.
So did you call the waiter over?
No, I don't want to.
You can't return food because they'll just spit on it and bring it back to your table.
I think you can tell them if you have frozen food that hadn't been cooked.
I just faded it, but God bless America. And then the rest of it, wow, yikes. Ah, yeah.
Took a lot of the shine off Missouri's win then.
Yes, it did. Nothing can take me off the high of the win against Vanderbilt and Alabama A&M, who the basketball team played.
I took my little lady and son to Adriana's the other
day. Did you really?
Oh.
Well, that's a nice play. Doug, the Nana special. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We went there with the late, great Rick Majerus.
Yes, we did.
And I felt disappointed because there's a lady that works behind the register who is so wonderful that I just kind of look forward to just having – That financial transaction. What are you having, darling? And just as we got up there, she took a break. So we didn't get I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's always there.
And she's so upbeat. What do you have, darling?
So what'd you have, darling?
The Nana special.
I had a salsiccia sandwich.
Oh, did you?
With peppers and onions.
Ah.
No cheese. Just
salsiccia. Prosciutto.
pretty good.
Yeah. And Doug, where'd you take your little lady?
Nowhere. I had dates with lady journalism all weekend long.
It's almost all like you weekend. Sound like you're blessed.
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. That's what I do.
Well, where you're was, off where tonight. Where are you taking her? You're off tonight, right?
Red Robin, bottomless fries.
That's not a bad idea right there. Bottomless fries, Red Robin. Yeah, that's
well,
not
take
a bad
her out
idea.
Tonight. Say, honey, throw on a pretty dress. I'm taking you out to dinner on me.
Yeah, well, maybe. If I can find the time. You know me. I am pressed. I am pressed for time.
Mm. All right. We'll leave the caulking for another day.
I may have to.
The cat, that's Adriana. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Is that her?
I don't know.
I love her. I love their food. I love that whole place.
Tim, tell us the name of the restaurant so Paul knows not to go there. Thanks. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Just make up a place.
I can't do that to the place.
No, I'm saying make up a fake place, a fictitious place.
Oh, Little Darnell's.
Little Darnell's. Don't go there. They got the frozen toasted
wraps.
Yeah,
they don't bother to cook it. Boy, you get the food quickly, but they don't
no,
cook
that,
it.
No, that also didn't happen.
Oh, they took a while and then didn't cook it.
Hey, get on Yelp and kill Little Darnell's.
I suppose no matter where you go, no matter how much the quality of food that they buy, it all gets down to the guy that's standing there at the counter and back in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I mean the rest of the meal, it's a little rough.
You didn't even enjoy the presentation.
No, it was. I probably knew better, but there's a whole thing. You know what I should have done? I should have just gone. Hey, you know what? We like it. Poli Bottos. Mm-hmm. Poli Bottos.
With your nose kind of clogged up.
No,
to
just
indicate
how you pronounce
it. Just how cool I am. All right.
Big Al, it was not Kimmel's. I love that Kimmel's, too.
The best veal in the city.
I haven't been there in years.
That's a good treat, man.
That is a good treat.
I should go.
I know Frank's our cohort and all that, but it's got nothing to do with that.
Would be nice to get some coupons at Kimmel's, Frank.
Just sign his name. They don't know. They
oh,
know
you could you do that?
Yeah, I do that all the time. I go there like 3 times a week for takeout.
They bring you the check, and you just sign Frank Cusimano
I go,
on it.
I go find Frankie, and I sign his name.
Frankie.
Go, oh, this guy's on TV. They must know each other.
If you just say Frankie, they'll think that you must really, like that would be the code.
Yep.
I will try that.
Hey, Frankie's taking care of
it. It's on Frankie.
Frankie,
last time I was, it was a while ago, Frankie knew I was going, and they sent over free hors d'oeuvres, courtesy of Frank Cusimano. That's a nice gesture.
No fooling.
By our teammate.
No.
He hasn't, he's a big star now, but he's still a regular guy. Hasn't forgot his roots.
Mm-hmm. Tim, what part of town was the restaurant located?
Oh, boy.
We're not going to do guessing games.
Your lemmings are going to go there and protest.
Well, yeah. They'll have signs. Give Tim back his toasted rab that was frozen. Be nice to Tim. Feed Timmy well.
Now, the place, I've been a number of times, and it's been good, but kind of, I don't know what happened. So, whatever.
Anyone can have a rough night. Too.
Yeah, exactly. So, whatever. But it was, for the record, it was not Paulie Mano's, to be crystal clear. The only reason we didn't go there is because we were there like a month ago. My family, brother, sister, parents.
What's wrong with that?
And then Anna Marie's parents were there for
my birthday. If you
like
a place,
go. I know.
If we live closer to the city, we'd eat at Giantoni's all the time.
You love that Giantoni's.
Love it. Big fan of that. You ever been there?
Yeah, on the hill.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's good.
Tim, what was the zip code of the restaurant?
There you go. I could see your lemmings protesting outside of a restaurant because you got a frozen toasted wrap.
The thing is, it wasn't just that. It was the whole deal. How
Can
about
I ask
whole...
what dish you got, or is that going to be a giveaway?
I got veal.
Tim, so you know it ain't Cusimano's.
Tim, initials,
because
please.
That
I am not giving away initials under any circumstances. I will not reveal it. It's just the principle, the whole thing, because it could have been one isolated incident and then to, you know, not do good by the business. That wouldn't be cool.
I agree. And now you planted a seed. I want to take my wife to Kimmel's and get some veal. Boy, that's good there.
You know what I get there, Doug?
What?
The Filet Douglas. And I wonder if it's named after you, sir.
What makes it Douglas?
It's hot.
There's like cognac in it. Banana cognac.
Banana cognac.
Like, I think it's lobster. I think lobster and cognac. It's a very thick dish. You're not going to go out and have a pony after that. I'll tell you that. But it's a treat. like the Dickens.
You ever chase a Filet Douglas with a Bananas Foster?
Scotch.
Do you?
You like Bananas Foster?
I don't know what that is either. What is that?
Isn't that a flambé kind of dessert?
Well, who's Foster?
Foster Brooks.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah, he used to play a drunk, so they throw a little booze on some bananas.
Well, now that makes
sense. Fire.
Yeah.
Tim, what was the third name of the third letter of the sixth name of the city? Doug, I just read what's in the prompter.
E, I think. E.
Tim, I've got pre-made signs that we will use for picketing. All we need is an address. Thanks. That's from Paddywhack. Is that Jimmy the Bulls girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Paddywhack was there on Thursday.
He's my favorite of any remote. We're looking for the girlfriend of who?
The Bull.
Oh, the Bull. And we're looking and looking. Just some guy at the far away. And every time we look for her, he'd wave at us.
Mm-hmm.
He's my favorite.
We never saw the woman.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I met her after the thing with the Bull. The Bull introduced me. Yeah,
and they were looking for an MFF?
No, they were just saying hi. He was just introducing me.
Well, the Bull came on the show and said he was looking for an MFF.
Yes, he did.
Oh. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, that's not why he introduced
her to me.
It's the
same he shared by me and the Apache.
I don't know that he found his other F. I don't know. They didn't have one when they came up and talked to me.
Well, we gave Paddywhack email of the day, even though he didn't submit one, because he was such a star.
Tim, I am checking your bank statements now, and I will post the name of the restaurant on the fan pin soon. That comes from Dibby.
Boy, your lemmings are really hot that you did not
get
a good meal.
They're outraged.
I mean, they are really livid.
You know what they should do is just get out and just protest the restaurant industry in general.
Yeah,
I would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let everybody take the hit for it. Doug, shave it up. Shave it up real nice, like, with Harry's. I can recommend Harry's because I am a client now of Harry's. They have amazing five-blade razors that include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip, and textured handle for more control when it's wet. Harry's blades cost just $2 per blade. Compared to $4 or more, you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. Just cover shipping. How about that? Get started with Harry's today. For our listeners, enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout. That's INSIDESTL, all one word, to get one of Harry's award-winning lotions for after you shave for free when you order. The lotion is a soothing and cooling way to protect your skin after you shave, and it smells great. Go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com right now, and enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get your exclusive radio offer. This limited-time offer is a $5 value and yours only at harrys.com with the promo code INSIDESTL. Gabe DeArmond, 8 o'clock. Cam Jansen at 9 o'clock. And your emails for email of the day with a $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke is the prize. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. When you hear this, it is the Hot Shots Hot Take Bell. And also a friendly reminder, if you're looking for a delicious beverage on the weekends and the holiday season is fast approaching, Tullamore Dew is the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly morning after. How well does Harry's razors work whilst carving a Landy? Thank you. That's from the 314.
It's a legitimate question, Tim.
Mm. The only guy I know with a landing strip is producer Joe, so we have to get him on the program.
Yeah, he admitted to as much.
Mm. Yeah, I guess we missed that opportunity when he was on at the post-TMA Live.
Yeah, we forgot that.
You were so sideways.
Yeah. That was kind of uncomfortable.
It was a little.
Even if you don't like someone, you usually don't admit it when he's standing 2 feet away.
Especially when he extends a hand
over
some sort of past disagreement.
Mm-hmm. A little uncomfortable, so we forgot the question about the Landy.
Clip that off. There have been a lot of things over the last, I don't know, few shows that should have been cut off that I haven't heard
clipped
played
off.
Back.
Well, why would they be clipped off?
Well, maybe the plow Saber has them at his disposal right now. I don't know. We haven't done a show in studio since Thursday.
Yeah.
Why don't you empty the trough there, Plowsy, if you have the ability to
see what you got, peacock around with your new drops. We'll put you to the test, boy.
And say hi before you do that, because we miss you, Plowsy.
Hello, Plowsy. Are you there?
What up, boys?
Oh, there you are. Where were you?
I was right here. I was on the computer when you called my name, and I had to slide on over to the microphone my left.
Okay. You have a decent drop for us?
Anything.
Some Doug drops from recent days.
Not for me, just a good one.
No, but you had some doozies. Bless you.
All right, that was appropriate. That was Ryan Kelly, and that's exactly where we are today, at Ryan Kelly's Home Loan Expert Headquarters.
That's what the dripping went.
That was right
outside. I wonder if they have any grandsons that are cute. You are a little Pepper Pot. Or perhaps just a lesbo rom-com.
Okay, Plowsy, that's enough.
No, more, please.
Slam
couple
pig?
More.
What is a slam pig?
Maybe he's looking for the more popular MMF. Just literally sucking the rectum right out of an unfortunate gentleman.
Now that was taken out of context.
You'll ignore
because that
a
was
rogue pube,
that was
won't
the
you?
Vacuum.
You'll ignore a rogue pube, won't you? Hey, you on the down low? Prolapse rectum, that's serious stuff there.
Now, what could prompt a man like you to say such things?
Well, we were talking about the vacuum toilets in yachts or airplanes and how if you got a prolapsed rectum, it can pull it right out of there. I don't know how we got to that point necessarily, but I was just providing any expertise I might have on the subject.
Just literally sucking the rectum right out of an unfortunate gentleman?
See, that can happen. It's happened.
Well, you're a beauty.
You don't want that. As you age, that is something you don't want.
Well, that's not going to happen on an airplane. It's just not. It's not true.
Don't get in there too low.
For some reason, people are sending in pictures of the deers they killed over the weekend. It was a deer. Deer, Doug. Deer.
Deer.
The plural of
no
deer
is deer.
Deer.
Yeah, it's a rare word. Kind of like beer.
Doug and I
although
were actually...
The Canadians say beers.
I say beers. Maybe I'm from Nova Scotia.
Well, maybe it's...
What are you talking about?
Maybe that instead of the S, they leave it out. Because I've heard Bernie Federico talk that a few times. Uh-huh. Like he'll say, yeah, we had five beer instead of five beers. And he said that was a Canadian thing.
Wait, so they're sending him pictures of deers or beers?
Deer. Neither. They're sending in deer. Although this is a singular deer. The back of a...
Oh, Lord.
Now, sure. Doug and I were both saying that we could understand... Getting back to nature, and at least I said I understand about how it is a tightly controlled hunting season, and they have to control the herd, and I get all that. There are ecological benefits. I just don't know if I could put Bambi in the crosshairs and pull.
No.
I'm not judging people. It's a sport. A lot of people grew up with it. I get it, and it does good for the environment, actually. But I don't know if I could do that.
I couldn't do it. I think Greg Vaughn may have killed one in the car once when the deer hit our car.
You got that hanging on your wall?
No, we didn't stop and get it. But I don't think I could go out in the woods and shoot one. No. In fact, I know I couldn't. I have no interest in doing that.
Just maybe hold hands and just go for a nature walk.
No.
If it was your wife.
Not much into nature walks either.
I would like that.
Okay.
You guys want to do that after the show?
I don't need nature. Where are you going to go for a nature walk here?
I'm sure Tim's Lemmings will come up with a couple of good spots
right.
for us.
All right.
Tim will put it on face bat, and we'll have our answer within 5 seconds.
I like a good walk, a good long walk, but I don't need to be climbing in rocks and caves and that kind of thing. I don't really, it's really not what does it for me. But.
I like to walk through the woods and look at nature's wonder.
Do you?
How about the woman who was out on a hike with her? Have you seen this picture? This is right near. I wonder how you would have handled this, Doug, if you were out on one of your nature walks.
I don't really care.
Are you familiar with the story?
Yeah. See,
hold on. Obviously, the audience, I have to set the table.
Sure,
are you familior with the story?
I don't know. I haven't heard the story.
Seamaster, you know where I'm going.
I know exactly where you're going, Tim.
All right. A woman was out hiking in, I guess.
Chappaqua.
Yes. I was at, is that upstate? Or is that outside of New York City?
That's Long Island area.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm not familiar with
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm, but I believe it is.
And guess what happened? In the woods, she ran into
Hillary.
She ran into Hillary.
Who else would you run into in Chappaqua?
I've seen Darnell Coles up
you
there.
You haven't.
Tim vacations there sometimes.
Yes, with Coles.
So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking,
Doug, what would you say if you were?
I'm thinking, and she was with Bill and obviously some Secret Service. So I see that and I go, that's nice. You know, I'm glad she's out taking a hike with Bill.
Well, it doesn't really require a take.
Well, no, but here's the thing, and this is leads to another thing. So then immediately I'm looking at Twitter and I see people posting. That wasn't a chance meeting. That woman they posted a picture of the same woman at a Hillary event. She's a Democratic operative. And I thought to myself, I can't look at Twitter anymore. Like, I don't know what's real anymore. I don't know what's real.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
There's so much fake stuff on Twitter, and there's so many.
So hold on. You're saying that was a TMZ-like photo op?
That it was
actually planned?
Yes.
Really?
A planned thing with a woman she knows.
Otherwise, you think
Margot Gerster was
and
the
I'm
name.
Thinking,
Margo.
Otherwise,
would Hillary wander up to a stranger and start talking and take nice pictures?
I don't know. I'd like to believe the best. But and then you're thinking, I always have to think from a strategic standpoint. What is the upside of planning a photo op? Like, did they have? We better get Hillary in the woods, you know, with a random woman. No, but anyway, some people believe that this wasn't a chance meeting. That this is a woman she knew, and they set this up to show that Hillary's. And but what it did when I saw that was like, I got to get off Twitter, because I'm trying to follow news, and I see the Trump supporters say this, the Hillary supporters say that, and there's so much fake stuff out there. It kind of turns my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the upside of doing that is.
That's what I said. I can't imagine. And for all
that.
I know,
I think she's.
I didn't even.
Gone.
I didn't
so
when I saw it. I didn't even look at it.
Be.
I didn't even look at the. You know, but they had a picture of this alleged same woman because they put her name because CNN did a story on the chance encounter, and that this woman they found a picture of this woman, off someone's Facebook with Hillary at an event or so. I don't know, but it. It, true or not, I don't know, but the whole thing made me nauseous.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe they wanted people to feel sorry for her.
I don't know if it's true, and I don't really care. My point was that you can't even have a, hey, look, here's Hillary. She's out with Bill. They met a woman. Nope, that can't stand either.
Yeah.
And I'm like I said, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just saying the accusation, right or wrong, I don't know, made me nauseous.
It's a product of the election cycle we just went through where you don't know who to trust, who to believe.
And then it was like, yeah, 5 seconds later, Hillary was killed by a bear. Like, stop. Can we stop?
I guess we can.
No, we can't.
I guess it stopped. There hadn't been any sightings of her in the woods lately. Does she seem like someone that would walk through the woods?
I can't imagine.
What are the traits of those who would walk through the woods?
I usually wear a flannel.
I can't. I was thinking about that. I don't know Hillary or Bill enough. Like, I can't even gauge what their home life is like. I don't even have a sense. So there's Bill, and he's like, honey, I know it's been rough. I'm going to fix you up a breakfast burrito, and then we're going to go on a nature walk. Sounds great, hon.
Yeah. I guess it's possible.
It's possible.
Yep. It's possible. And when they do that, they have to be surrounded by Secret Service?
Well, that's true.
Well, he does.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. Did she say there was Secret Service? That you would assume there would be.
There's got to be. First of all.
For him, at the very
first
least.
First of all, he has a detail.
Like, does Romney and McCain still have Secret Service?
Absolutely.
They still do? They do?
Well, I'm
think
fairly
it's just
certain.
Presidents. I don't think if you lose,
right.
You get it the whole way.
I'm looking at the picture. The picture was taken by Bill Clinton, she said. So you would think, my point is, you'd probably know where I'm going. If you happen to stumble upon the Clintons in the woods and there's other people there, you would think maybe somebody else would take the picture and you could get Bill in the picture.
Right, sure. That would make sense.
Well, first off, I'm almost certain Hillary gets protection to this day. She was just a candidate. They want to keep everyone safe. Bill has his own detail. I know that for certain. So there were Secret Service people. But that doesn't mean that they can't walk through the woods.
And now Donald Trump's 10-year-old son, Barron's going to have Secret Service protection everywhere he goes.
I didn't even know about him until election night. Honestly.
And there he was.
Yeah, right there.
Looking a little disinterested.
Well, it was 3 in the morning for a 10-year-old.
Why would you put poor guy? Get some jammies on that kid. Put him to bed.
Gentlemen, I have some information on Secret Service protection if you're interested.
If you could see Master, ladies and gentlemen.
The Secret Service is authorized by law to protect major party candidates beginning 120 days before the election, but there's no statute outlining what happens after the election, and apparently the Secret Service does that on a case-by-case basis.
I guarantee she's still being protected.
Historically, it says they've stuck with the defeated challenger for about a week after the election. Let's see. It used to be if a president was defeated in re-election, you'd get it for 10 years, but presidents who served before 1997 are guarded for life, according to Slate.com.
Oh, so Bill Clinton still doesn't have Secret Service in?
Well, he served before 97,
okay,
so he would be guarded for life. But if hypothetically...
So like George W. Bush still doesn't have it? Obama won't have it?
I guess after 10 years, you're on your own.
Unless it's case by case. And my guess would be if there's any sort of threat out there, they want to make sure. And Hillary would have still Secret Service protection, I would think. That far after that close to the election.
Well, I would think.
I would hope so.
Yeah, her husband does. They're probably close most of the time.
They are sort of wealthy. They might have their own security people, too.
Yeah.
But then why wouldn't that person take the picture and get Bill in the picture?
I don't know. Here, Google.
I'm analyzing this
because
way
it was a setup.
Much.
Google the
even
photo.
If it was a setup, that's fine.
The cat I ran into Tim Kaine at the Walmart off Telegraph. Thanks. That's from Paddywhack.
There's a Walmart right there at like 270.
Well, Tim Kaine was there, sir.
Was he?
According to Paddywhack.
Even if it was a setup, that's okay. I mean, do we care that she had her picture taken in the woods and said, hey, I'm fine?
I would think you would care anything that she does that has a whiff of fraud, you would care about.
What's her end game there? I don't care.
I don't know. That's what I was saying. And Tim Kaine, I'm fairly certain, doesn't require Secret Service because I don't think most people could identify him anyway.
Probably not.
Caller Ellen says this to you, Doug. Well, I don't know if it's to you, Doug. It could be to Iggy or the Plow Saber or me or the cat. I'm sure it's not to the Sea Monster, though. He's above the fray. Hillary Clinton suffered the largest humiliation perhaps in American history. Can we all show a little grace and compassion and not dump all over her during what must be a terrible time? I would say the same thing for Trump as well. Losing an election is the biggest public rejection there is. Be kind. Hashtag hot take. Hashtag I'm serious. Doug, that's from caller Ellen.
All right, Ellen. Oh, I could imagine that would be embarrassing and humiliating and depressing. I would imagine it would be. All the time and effort that they put into that.
Were we dumping on Hillary? I don't think we were.
I know that I wasn't, but I don't think you guys weren't either. But anyway, I respect caller Ellen quite a bit, and I therefore respect her opinions.
And my whole point
I don't think
was,
that was it. My premise is if it were her and Bill Clinton, I would imagine there would be Secret Service, but maybe there wasn't.
I guarantee that there was.
But then if that's the case, then wouldn't you want a picture with Bill as well as Hillary? But maybe the Secret Service can't take pictures? I don't know.
I personally have a hard time finding much compassion for Hillary Clinton. I think she's done some horrible things. I don't think a lot of people had compassion for Richard Nixon after he left office either. And I think it's going to come out in the days and years ahead. I just don't. I think she did some horrible, horrible things.
Guys, quick, get caller Ellen to a safe space. That's from the 314. For the record, caller Ellen is a conservative.
This was in the dailymail.co.uk.
Oh, my favorite paper.
So this is supposedly the woman in another picture earlier with Hillary, and then the chance encounter one in the woods with the woman just having her kid in the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary looks good. She got a little outdoors wear. She got her dog with her.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's time we let bygones be bygones.
I say if it's a setup, so what? She had her picture taken.
I just don't.
A lot of people
the
have their picture
of this
taken.
Setup would be. I just don't get it. Like, what's the angle?
I don't either.
That's the thing.
Unless it's to try to get people to feel sorry for her.
No,
why? Does it matter?
She's in the woods on the nature. I feel terrible
like,
for that.
Oh,
woman.
She hasn't gone away. Here she is. Remember her?
She's maybe that's her people saying we got to show she's. She's okay. Maybe there's no, like, evil. If it was staged, maybe there's no evil plot. Maybe they just say, hey, let's show her supporters that everything's okay. She's on her
feet. Could have been, yeah.
She's on her feet. She's fine. She's hiking with Bill.
Bill doesn't seem like the hiking kind either.
Doug, we got a break. The Colonel, Gabriel P.D. Arm, and Cam Jansen all going to join us on this program. It closes out a magical 7 o'clock hour broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway, the right way at I-270, McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. We are at Ryan Kelly's world headquarters today. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. The Colonel, presented by Bud Light, Cam Jansen. Coming up, it's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 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 It's the Ryan Kelly.